Imagine scrolling through Instagram when a strangely perfect ad appears, exactly what you needed but never searched for. That eerie feeling of being seen by your devices isn't paranoia. It's the reality of living in what Kyle Chayka calls filter world. This digital ecosystem surrounds us with personalized content through recommendation algorithms that shape everything from our Spotify playlists to our Instagram feeds. Like the infamous 18th-century Mechanical Turk chess automaton that secretly concealed a human player, today's algorithms create an illusion of neutral technology while hiding the human decisions, commercial imperatives, and biases embedded within them. Netflix doesn't just suggest shows based on your viewing patterns, it strategically promotes its originals to maximize subscription retention. These digital puppet masters increasingly mediate our relationship with culture, subtly warping our preferences while maintaining the illusion that we're making independent choices. What happens when mathematical formulas determine what's beautiful, entertaining, or worth our attention? The rise of algorithmic curation has replaced traditional human gatekeepers, critics, editors, curators, with engagement metrics like views, likes, and shares. Quality and artistic merit have become secondary to spreadability. The result is a flattening of culture, where content that performs well in digital feeds gets amplified, creating feedback loops that reward certain aesthetic patterns. This explains why Instagram cafes from Seoul to San Francisco feature identical exposed brick walls and Edison bulbs, why Spotify playlists favor songs with particular sonic characteristics, and why TikTok videos follow predictable formats. The outcome is what one consultant called an international harmonization of tastes, a pervasive sameness optimized for algorithmic distribution rather than local cultural expression or genuine artistic innovation. Remember when social media displayed posts chronologically? That simple organizational principle has been thoroughly dismantled. Early platforms like Twitter and Instagram initially showed content in time-based order, mimicking traditional media's organization. But as user bases grew into billions, feeds shifted to algorithmic determination, not primarily for usability, but for profit maximization through increased engagement metrics. TikTok revolutionized this approach by making its main feed almost entirely algorithmic, becoming the fastest-growing social network ever by perfectly matching content to individual preferences. This transformation created what users experience as algorithmic anxiety, a persistent awareness that invisible systems control our digital interactions, leading to compulsive behaviors like strategic posting times and constant profile updates. The power imbalance between users and platforms creates a state of learned helplessness, where we feel simultaneously overwhelmed by content yet dependent on algorithmic curation. Filter world extends far beyond screens to transform physical spaces and experiences. Using apps like Yelp, travelers search for hipster coffee shops in cities worldwide, finding remarkably similar cafes everywhere. These spaces represent a new form of authenticity, authentic not to local geography, but to the internet itself. This digital-physical convergence has devastating consequences in places like Iceland, where algorithmic tourism recommendations have fundamentally changed not just where visitors go, but who they are. Before the tourism boom, Iceland primarily attracted Nordic, German, and French visitors who stayed for extended periods and explored remote areas. Now, Americans, British, and Chinese tourists dominate, staying briefly and clustering around Instagram-friendly spots. The physical impact is severe. Century-old moss gets trampled, ground turns to mud from constant foot traffic, and natural grandeur diminishes under the weight of visitors seeking the perfect social media shot. What does it mean to like something in the age of algorithms? Valerie Peters' experience with leg warmers perfectly captures this dilemma. After initially finding them ugly, hideous, ridiculous, she impulsively purchased a pair due to their ubiquity in her feeds. Once she engaged with a single post, the recommendations multiplied exponentially, making the content inescapable across platforms. As she laments, "I just want to know that what I like is what I actually like." A sentiment that captures the growing difficulty of distinguishing genuine personal taste from algorithmic manipulation. For creators, these systems can be equally distorting. When Spotify's algorithm mysteriously elevated Strange, a relatively generic track from Galaxy 500's catalog, to unexpected popularity, it revealed how these systems tend to favor the most accessible content. The song succeeded precisely because it was more conventional than their other work, demonstrating how algorithms normalize cultural expression by promoting what's most average, creating what critics call a black hole of normalcy that homogenizes creativity. In November 2017, 14-year-old Molly Russell died by suicide after being exposed to thousands of pieces of disturbing content on Instagram and Pinterest. The coroner's unprecedented ruling cited the negative effects of online content as contributing to her death. Pinterest's algorithm had sent her emails with titles like "Depression Pins You May Like," containing disturbing imagery, interpreting her interest in depression-related content as a signal to deliver more similar material. This tragedy highlights Filterworld's structural problems. While users can choose content themes, they cannot alter the fundamental architecture of recommendation algorithms that prioritize engagement over well-being. These systems are designed to maximize time spent on platforms, with no built-in safeguards for mental health impact. Studies show that engagement-driven algorithms tend to promote increasingly extreme content, as such material typically generates stronger user responses, creating what mental health experts termed a digital suicide path in Russell's case. After becoming completely trapped in Filterworld during the pandemic, Jaka attempted life without algorithmic feeds, rejecting their offer of thinking for him. The cleanse proved challenging. His thumb itched for swiping, his brain craved the constant information flow. Without algorithmic feeds, he discovered the internet wasn't designed to function properly anymore. Websites had dismantled their homepages, expecting visitors to arrive via social platforms. By the second month, he gained clarity and a less crowded mental landscape, appreciating each story, photo, or album more because he had chosen to seek it out. The solution might resemble a slow food movement, but for culture, valuing sustainability, specificity, and understanding the provenance of creative works. Like radio DJs who highlight the unfamiliar and unusual rather than the least objectionable options, human curation offers something algorithms cannot: the possibility of genuine surprise, meaningful contrast, and cultural experiences that challenge rather than comfort. Resistance requires willpower to move through the world differently, to seek out the friction that algorithms work so hard to eliminate. As Walter Benjamin wrote, "Every epoch not only dreams the one to follow, but, in dreaming, precipitates its awakening." Perhaps our algorithmic dream is already showing signs of ending.